Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. He joins us on Mondays, and we appreciate same. Guy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Good to be with you.
So, Guy, the Fed acts. They cut 25 basis points. So what is up next?
That's really the big question. Federal Reserve is really challenged right now because they have a dual mandate. They're supposed to... And they work very hard to contain inflation, which has not reached their 2% target, but they also are very concerned about unemployment. And so Chairman Powell said there's more risk for the on the employment side than the inflation side. So the 25% we talked about, didn't want to be embarrassed by going 50, so that's pretty locked in. It looks like another 25 is locked in. And then December is up in the air. Could be another, a third 25. I think it's going to really depend on the inflation data. And there's really, it's hard to predict right now because we're just now beginning to see the inflation kick in because of tariffs. So 90% chance we're going to see another cut at the next meeting. But the December meeting is... really something that we're going to have to wait and see. And what the Fed will say is we're data dependent. You also have the challenge. The president is trying to fire Lisa Cook. The courts have not allowed that so far. So we're going to have to wait and see on that decision. He was able to appoint one new member, and that member did vote. But Powell developed a consensus. So most of the members agreed with him. And the thought now is, 25 basis points next time, and then maybe something in December. I think the other thing that's important to note is, you know, cutting rates is not good for every single person. People that are on fixed income, people that live with on their CD interest or bond interest, don't really like cuts of interest rates. So it's not 100% positive when you cut rates. They're always winners and losers. So that complicates the Fed's challenge as well.
We know that we have this possibility of a government shutdown. And as that angst and anxiety grows through the rest of this remainder of this month, it could be a CR for, what, another 30 days or 40 days. I forgot what the House did. How much does that add to complicating this for the Fed?
It makes it very difficult because a government shutdown, depending on how long it lasts and how it's managed, distorts the economic data because you'll get conceivably some additional unemployment, which would push you toward going to a bigger rate cut, but also could be a bit inflationary depending on, you know, shortages and costs going up. It's important to remember that government shutdowns are a relatively new phenomenon. This isn't something the founding fathers anticipated. And it was only under the Carter administration when Attorney General Civiletti interpreted the 1870 Anti-Deficiency Act literally that it became the standard policy of the administration that if the budget wasn't approved, you couldn't continue to spend money. Now, because that's an attorney general opinion, the current attorney general could rule, you know what, you can continue to spend money, and there could be a much different interpretation depending on what the how that 1870 Act is implemented. The other act that cuts into it is the 1974 Budget Impoundment Act. That was enacted when Congress got mad at President Nixon because he wasn't spending everything that was appropriated. So you've got two acts. It really is a little challenging to figure out what's happening. If you look back historically, typically if the administration is not in favor of a shutdown, they will do everything they can to make the shutdown very painful. So if I'm running the administration and the opposing party pushes a shutdown, then I'll close the National Monument, I'll close the parks, I'll quit issuing passports. I'll do everything I can to make it painful with the idea that voters will then contact their representatives. On the other hand, if you are on the side that says, no, we want a CR, we don't want this to be a problem, then you'll tell the agencies, look, you need to do everything you can to minimize the effect on the people. So it's a political game that's played by both sides. And it used to be called the Washington Monument Plan, where you would shut the monuments. And if you think about it, one of the things that happens is, well, we're going to shut the Grand Canyon. Well, that's sort of intriguing. This is a gigantic national monument. It goes for miles. You could reduce the services, but you could also allow people to go into the park. If you want to make it very painful, you lock the gates. If you want to minimize it, you just put a sign up and say, look, the Grand Canyon's still pretty, but we're going to have limited guards and limited facilities, but you're still welcome to go look at it. So the agencies are going to have to respond, and the administration is going to have to decide how they want to play it. And it's probable that we will have some sort of shutdown because Congress is not in session this week. This is the Rosh Hashanah holiday period. So they're not going to come back until Sunday, the 28th. Well, the end of the month is Tuesday, and they typically don't work on Mondays. So the shutdown is probable, and we're just going to have to wait and see how it plays out. The longest shutdown we've had in recent history was 35 days.
Would you agree? I'm not so certain that Democrats nor Republicans really want, as you pointed out, this new phenomenon based on an AG interpretation of an old statute to go away. Because I think they like this continuing resolution game that we play because they never really come to grips with some of the frailties of the U.S. budget, right?
Yeah, one of the challenges is in the civics class, and I remember fourth grade at Metairie Grammar, Mrs. Drell taught us how the government worked. And she would have said, you know, there are 12 bills that fund the key departments, and those bills are passed by Congress, put on the president's desk, president signs them, and the government is funded. What happens now, and what has happened recently, is very few of the bills get funded. So we've come up with something that, once again, wasn't in the mind of the founders, which is an omnibus bill, where you put a bunch of them together, and this is what representatives on both sides of the aisle have complained about, is, you know, late in the afternoon, you get a giant bill the size of a phone book with all of the things stuck together, lots of special interest stuff buried in the pages, and you have to vote yes or no. And then the other thing that wasn't anticipated are continuing resolutions where we're just going to keep doing what we did for a week, a month. So, An omnibus bill is certainly one of the options. The Freedom Caucus has said they hate it. Left wing of the Democratic Party has also said they hate omnibus bills. So where we go from here is going to be interesting. But the continuing resolutions and the omnibus bills were never anticipated when the founders set up our system of government.
Yeah, it will be interesting. But we're seeing the outcome in France very similar to, you know, the landscape that's developing here as to this friction, where we continue to spend. We're not making the cuts necessary, and we're just putting ourselves closer and closer to oblivion.
Yeah, and one of the challenges is, if you look overseas, the French government really is a preview of coming attractions. You know, they've reached the point where interest on the debt is bigger than anything except defense and education. And in about 5 years, it'll be bigger than either one of those. It'll be the biggest item. And France has gone through five different prime ministers. And the challenge is the French people don't want to go with austerity. You know, they don't want to raise the retirement age to 64. And we're looking at that and saying, 64, my goodness. One of the things that the opponents of the current administration says, no, we don't want that 64 retirement age. We want to go back to 62. So you have a really tough situation. And the interesting thing is in 2020, Italy and France both had about the same budget deficit. But right now, Italy's budget deficit is 3.4% and shrinking. The EU target is 3% or less. So you have to be below 3 or you have EU sanctions. France's is 5.8 and growing. So you've got a really tough situation. And, you know, everybody is sort of a little bit happy when other people are having problems. You know, I had an old cynical friend who said, you know, you should never tell other people your problems. And I said, well, Andrew, why is that? He said, well, half of the people don't care. The other half are glad you're suffering instead of them. And I thought, well, definitely a cynical approach, Noel. But the Italians have a phrase. The Germans say Schadenfreude, which is the malicious delight we have in the downfall of those we once envied. The Italian version is Gloria Maligna, which is malicious joy at others' suffering. So the Italian social media commentators have been having a lot of fun with this, poking fun at France. You know, where's the glory of France? Where's the majesty of France? And they're sort of enjoying the fact that France is struggling. The problem is the solutions could be considerably worse than the problem that they're facing. One of the solutions being proposed on the left is a 2% annual wealth tax. So anyone who has a net worth above 100 million euros, 2% of that net worth would be paid in taxes annually. The other is, of course, we're going to reduce the age for full retirement. We're not going to cut any holidays, and we're not going to cut any spending. In fact, we're going to increase spending on health care and education. Really a tough situation, because the voters, if you polled them, would all say, we don't want austerity. We don't want to raise the pension age. We don't want to pay taxes ourselves, but we would like to pay. We'd like the very wealthy to pay taxes. And certainly tempting to say, let's make the wealthy pay. But if the wealthy leave, then you actually lose more than you gain. And that's why I say the solution could be worse than the problem. Because if the wealthy leave and say, okay, the head of Louis Vuitton had applied for Belgian citizenship 10 years ago, and he took the application back, said, no, I'm going to hang with France. Well, now with the 2% on the table, he said, you know, that if this all passes, I think I may reconsider that Belgian citizenship. So it's a tough situation. the voters aren't going to vote for any of the things that will reduce the deficit, whether it's the right-wing voters or the left-wing voters. And the central government, the center government, is going to be out of power in about 18 months. And the prime minister is subject to votes of no confidence at all times. We've had five prime ministers in the last 2 years. So a very big challenge, and I don't really see how they work their way out of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just similarly eerie, you know, to what we're experiencing here. And now you're starting to hear the chatter again about corporate taxes, right? And there's, you know, you got some of the talking heads on the left saying, well, we're gonna have to raise corporate taxes. Well, I would just remind people, and you've said it many, many times, corporations don't pay taxes. That's baked into the price of goods sold. And so basically what that is a tax on the population, right?
Yeah, it's a way to hide the tax, so it doesn't appear that you've raised income taxes, but you've, in fact, when you raise taxes on McDonald's, the price of a Happy Meal goes up. McDonald's doesn't have a magic pool of money to pay taxes from. So the other challenge is when we lowered our corporate tax rates, we became globally competitive, and corporations quit leaving America to reincorporate elsewhere. If you remember, back during the Obama administration, you had corporate inversions where companies would leave the United States, reincorporate elsewhere because the tax benefit was significant. Well, that stopped. Our tax rates are competitive globally. And as you say, the corporations don't really pay the tax. They pass it on to their customers. But if you raise the corporate tax, you raise the possibility of inversions. And those are incredibly dangerous because if a corporate headquarters moves, you lose all the C-suite jobs. And that's the intellectual capital, and there's a lot of spillover from those people, whether it's marketing, legal, accounting. So really dangerous. And, you know, we have the same sort of proposals. Let's tax the billionaires. Let's have a wealth tax. The challenge we have is the numbers have gotten out of control. The deficit is above $2 trillion, and if you took all the money that all the billionaires have, every single penny, in 2 years, the billionaires are now under the expressway on Claiborne Avenue with tin cups and cardboard signs. But what do you do in the third year? And what has that done to the economy if you literally take all the billionaires' money away? And some on the left will say, well, it's okay, we don't need billionaires. Well, they tend to be heading some of the most creative companies, the ones that make us globally competitive, the ones that increase our net worth. You know, you can dislike the Walton family being billionaires, but Walmart sure brought discount pricing to small towns all over America. And it's easy to dislike Elon Musk, but Starlink is a big deal, and that was something he brought as in addition to SpaceX.
No doubt. Got to get to a break. We're visiting with Guy Williams. Guy, someone texted in and saying, finding joy in the woes of others. I love seeing the Falcons go down 30-0. I guess it's okay in that context.
that's an exception.
Yes. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy, you make the observation of about a San Francisco mall losing 85% of its value. What caused that?
Yeah, this is a case of the San Francisco Center at 865 Market Street. Really attractive mall, central place downtown. But what happened is, because of the COVID shutdowns, people quit going to malls because they couldn't. And San Francisco, if you remember, had one of the stiffest requirements in terms of masking and not congregating. But in addition to that, you have safety concerns. And in addition to that, you have the Amazon effect. So malls all over America have been affected because people are just not shopping. It's like, why would I go to a mall if I can order it and with Prime get free shipping? So the demand for malls has declined, and we're seeing malls around the country torn down. We've seen that here in Louisiana. You know, the mall in Kenner, it didn't work out. The one in New Orleans East closed and ultimately was demolished. Well, the San Francisco Mall was a really attractive mall. And in 2016, it was appraised at $1.2 billion. It is being turned back over to the lenders, and the value is now $195 million. So literally $1 billion in value has evaporated. And that's from 2016 to today. So the people that bought the mortgage-backed security are in deep trouble. So they're going to lose their money. And it gets worse because the mall sits upon leased land. So the San Francisco United School District owns the land. And if you don't make the land lease payments, then they can foreclose from their lease position. And the other challenge is, of course, you have taxes to be paid, utilities to be paid. And the dynamic reality of a mall is you get paid based upon sales. So you have a base rent and then an override based on sales. Well, it's now 93% empty. So sales are essentially nothing. Those last 7% will leave pretty soon, because you can imagine a mall with 7% occupancy. It's 2 7-story attached buildings. That would be sort of scary. It's like zombie apocalypse. You would not really want to be in that mall with that little occupancy. It'd be sort of frightening. So no revenue coming in. The lights have to be paid. The taxes have to be paid. The insurance has to be paid. And in all likelihood, it'll end up back in the hands of the San Francisco United School District. But then they're going to be faced with a challenge, too, because then they'll have to pay all those expenses. And even at $295, you'll still have to pay property taxes to San Francisco. So very difficult circumstance, very tough for obviously any of the vendors that are nearby, because without traffic in the mall, it's hard to make the neighboring stores, the dry cleaners, the little fast foods work.
The ripple effect for local government's huge, though, right? I mean, it just compounds itself.
Oh, yeah. It really does. And the problem is San Francisco is already facing a budget deficit, somewhere between $1 billion and $1.4 billion for this coming year. And the state of California is also facing challenges, so they're unlikely to want to bail out San Francisco, but they also don't want to. No one wants to see San Francisco. It's one of America's premier cities in trouble. I can't imagine the federal government wanting to step in. So you're facing a real challenge of having to cut back services. And, you know, I was in San Francisco just a couple weeks ago. It's still an attractive city. You do have a homeless problem that hasn't been dealt with. And the challenge is they spend an awful lot of money to not solve the homeless problem. And I don't have a solution for it, but I think if we had the money that was spent to not solve the problem, we could probably do a little better than what's being done. And that's one of the reasons that people don't want to go downtown. Now, a lot of the companies are saying we want people in the office, but workers are resisting. And so occupancy of office buildings is not good. If the office workers aren't there, they're not going to go shopping at lunch. And as you say, you have a spillover effect. If they don't go shopping at the mall, you don't have sales tax. So that's part of revenue. Just the drop in appraised value is going to be, it will cost the city of San Francisco more than $10 million in tax revenue in their property taxes, because they tax at 1.17% of appraised value. So the compounding effect is real. And I'm not sure what you do with a big empty mall when all of the major retailers are saying, you know, we're really not seeing demand for that much space.
Yeah. You know, hindsight's 20/20, right? But very, you wonder whether we're going to learn from our lessons in the overreaction to whether it's this, that, or otherwise, and really need to think about what the ultimate impact is of closing down society, and whether or not you're going to be able to come back, and whether the federal government actually has the capacity to actually help you come back. And what we've learned that is they do not. And so you still see a lot of major metro areas suffering in a huge way. And I don't know if they all make it.
It was a massive reset. And I remember, I mean, as bankers, we were essential workers, so we never shut down, but we operated through the drive-through. But at the time, Sweden said, you know, we don't think shutdowns are the right way to go, so we're just not doing it. And the rest of the world sort of looked at Sweden and almost wished that they would have horrible death results. It turned out it was pretty much the same as the rest of the EU. It just didn't work. I mean, it was what seemed to be the right thing at the time, but it didn't turn out to work. It created a giant deficit for the U.S. because we spent lots and lots of money that will have to be repaid, creating a future financial challenge. Same thing, that's one of the reasons France has their big challenge. You know, they shut down too. So that also altered patterns. You know, people would talk about habits, say, well, once you break a habit after about 6 weeks of not doing it, whether it's smoking, drinking, et cetera, you're not likely to go back to it. So it's interesting because, you know, you go through Lent and a lot of times you give something up and you don't really pick it back up. I remember 1 year I gave up Diet Coke, and when Lent was over, I just had no desire and haven't been drinking Diet Coke since then. People got out of the habit of going to the malls and they started shopping online. They realized, you know, this is pretty easy. So it is tough. And the result is we ended up with more malls than we need. So some of these are, and actually many of these will have to be repurposed. And whoever holds the debt is going to lose money when that repurposing occurs. And if you're the municipality, you're going to lose tax revenue.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how many more years this continues to reveal itself and play itself out. But I think that there's going to be some pretty ugly outcomes for folks, and I don't know that anyone has the capacity to, that a lot of these folks have the capacity to recover. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. When we come back, who is eligible for no tax on tips? We'll talk about electric car rebates and Spirit Airlines, what's happening there. So stay with us. A lot more to talk about with Guy Williams. We'll be right back. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. So, Guy, who is eligible for no tax on tips?
Yeah, it's an interesting time. We have the no tax and tips bill passed, and it's really important for people to understand that's in effect right this minute. So this year, if you're getting a tip, you're eligible for up to $25,000 of tax-free income. But it's important. It has to be reported on either a W-2, a 1099, or IRS has a form 4137. Now, the people that are eligible are sort of what you would expect. You know, food service, bartenders, chefs, cooks, waiters, waitresses. Entertainment is a little intriguing because dancers get no tax, but actors don't. And I thought, you know, that's a little odd. Then I realized they weren't really talking about ballet dancers. It's probably a different category.
Maybe.
You can not gonna go any further on that one. You can tell sort of who had a hand in the writing of the bill. Suspect that the senator from Utah was involved, because specifically performers, gambling writers, gambling book runners, gambling cage workers, gambling change person, gambling booth cashiers, gambling dealers, gambling locker room, coat room, dressing room attendants, musicians, singers, ushers, lobby attendants, and ticket takers. So if you're in Las Vegas or you're at Harris doing any of those jobs, those are all eligible. Concierge, desk clerks, maids. One that really struck me as odd, because I've never thought about tipping, I guess now I'll have to, plumbers. I don't know if you've ever tipped a plumber. I never have. I guess electricians. Home maintenance, HVAC. Now, sometimes with the air conditioner, you really feel tempted if they show up on time. But they're all eligible for no tax on tips. The roadside assistance sounds good. The tow truck operators, I'm not tipping them if they've towed my car away. That's just no. I'm not very happy. You towed my car. I have to go to the impound lot. But you can tip those guys if you want. Babysitters, pet walkers, photographers, massage therapist, makeup artist, skincare specialist, tattoos, tattooers and piercing, barbers, trainers, etc. So we've got a large group of people. Obviously, the Uber and Lyft folks are included as well. And if you have a water taxi, those people get no tax on tips, as do golf caddies, tour guides, and travel guides. So,
Guy, is there an income ceiling?
Yeah, there is. It phases out starting at $150,000 for an individual. You have a phase out, $100 phase out for every $1,000 of income above $150,000 for a single person, $300 for a married couple. Specifically excluded health care. No tipping nurses, doctors, law, consulting, and once again, actors specifically excluded. I don't know what they did to make people mad, but musicians are okay. But the guy that's doing the monologue—if you really think he did a wonderful job, tough luck. He doesn't get tipped. The other thing, and I mentioned I was in San Francisco last week. A lot of the restaurants there have a mandatory tip. You know, they put a little paragraph of why they think that should be done, and typically 18%. If it's a mandatory tip, this is not deductible. It has to be voluntary. Yeah, so it's something I don't know that was thought of carefully, or maybe it was thought of, but I know the restaurants, particularly in San Francisco, that seem to have that pretty routinely, may be pushed by their employees. Look, let's reconsider. The other thing is a lot of people tip 20 or 25%, so 18 may be shortchanging the employees. But if it's a mandatory tip, you do not get to deduct that. The other thing is the tip has to be paid in cash, or, once again, you can tell Utah was involved, poker chips and casino chips. It's deductible if it's paid in cash or casino chips, not deductible if it's payable in Bitcoin or any sort of cryptocurrency.
Hmm. Kind of interesting, some rules, there, but in the form is 4137, or it appears on a W-2. Let's get to the two last topics. Electric car rebates, they're about to expire.
Yeah, last call. Anybody that wants to get an electric car, end of September, just like the government shut down, end of September, so September 30th is the last day. I think for a lot of people, having one gas burner or one hybrid car and one electric would make a lot of sense, because typically that second car isn't driven that far. The technology is pretty impressive, and it continues to be updated. If you buy a Tesla, they upgrade the electronics for you. So you literally are getting an improvement as the months go by. So if you're thinking about it or inclined to buy an electric vehicle, this is the time, because it literally will expire at the end of September, and I don't think there's any chance that will be extended. So this is the last call, and really important to get that done before the end of the month.
And finally, Spirit Airlines has cut 25% of its schedule, but it has not impacted New Orleans yet.
Yeah, thank goodness. We have been left out of it. Boston got hit. Las Vegas got hit. I guess they're making up for the special treatment they got on the tip tax. Providence, Rhode Island. Fortunately for us, New Orleans, none of the New Orleans flights have been changed. But it is a good time to remind people, if you pay with a bank charge as opposed to a credit card, you could be an unsecured creditor if they ultimately close the airline. If you use your credit card, anytime from 60 days in, you can charge that back to the credit card company if Spirit Airlines goes out of business. And I don't want to tell people don't book Spirit, because they fly a lot of flights from New Orleans. It's good for us to have competition. The more flights, the better for our tourist business, for businesses in New Orleans, for our airport. So it's good to use Spirit. It's sort of, actually, this is sort of a time when they could use some business. But if you do, use a credit card and don't book something, 6 months out, because then if something happens, you could be an unsecured creditor. But anything from 2 months to 90 days, you charge on a credit card, that makes sense. You're not taking a risk, because you will be able to charge it back if in fact Spirit doesn't make it. And we're hoping they do make it. In the meantime, there's some good news, though. Frontier has added some flights to New Orleans, so we're actually gaining flights right now in our city, and that's important for the airport.
Absolutely. It's great news every time they do, because it makes wherever you're traveling a lot easier to get to, and we get more direct flights typically when that occurs as well with the new cities that are added. As always, we appreciate your time, your insight, and thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great week.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back, folks. It is a manic Monday, and Scoot's headed your way.
Oh, you've been following me around this morning? Yeah, it's one of those. It has been a manic Monday. All right. You know, Mondays are tough.
You survived yesterday?
Barely. I mean, I was on my balcony a couple of times, and then I realized four stories up, I'm only going to hurt myself. I mean, I'm going to live through it. I'm going to live through the highlights. I'm going to live to see the highlights the next day. So I that's the only reason I didn't jump. You know, Mondays are tough enough. I don't know if the Saints realize how tough it is on a Monday when they play that way. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. LSU won. Tulane, I was hoping for better, but I expected Ole Miss to win. And then LSU and Ole Miss this coming week. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. Also, we'll talk about the importance of local journalism. All of that coming up.
All righty, Scoot's headed your way. Stay tuned, folks. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you in the morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.